Open-heart surgery was invented by Dr. Alfred Blalock and Vivian Thomas. They performed the first successful operation on a living human heart in 1944. It was a groundbreaking procedure to cure blue baby syndrome, a congenital heart defect that prevents blood from reaching the lungs. Their relationship was almost as complicated as the surgical procedure. Blalock was white and Thomas was black. It was an unlikely collaboration given society's restrictions in the 1940s. Their story is told in a new movie called Something the Lord Made. It debuts Sunday night on HBO. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne spoke with the director, Joseph Sargent.
This arrogant, very ambitious surgeon, Alfred Blalock, takes on a young black man, rather embraces him so sort of thoroughly in his research. Did it happen that way, really?
You forgot one element about Dr. Blalock, which was that he was a Southern gentleman, reared and conditioned by Jim Crow South. And despite all of that, he took this man on. Well, of course, he took him on as a janitor. He had no idea that he was going to turn out to be as gifted and as brilliant as he was and as committed and determined to become a doctor. When he realized that there was something special about this guy, he encouraged him and challenged him more and more each time.
There's no cut down a cannula in the femoral vein. I showed you how to do it.
I figured out a way to give it barbital intravenously.
Where are you putting it?
In the forepaw.
Suddenly, his hunch paid off, and Vivian Thomas became more than just a laboratory assistant. He became literally his operating assistant.
You know, the climax of the film is the operation on this little baby, this little blue baby. First open-heart surgery. It's very dramatic, and it turns out that Dr. Blalock, the white doctor, cannot proceed with the surgery without his African-American assistant, Vivian Thomas.
Page Vivian Thomas immediately.
Dr. Blalock, what's wrong?
It's,
what's happened?
It's all right. I won't tell you again. Page.
We're only allowed to page doctors.
Goddamn. Vivian Thomas. Paging Vivian Thomas.
She wanted it in OR right now. Come on the run.
This is Blalock.
And so Dr. Blalock does an extraordinary thing. He actually brings Vivian Thomas into the operating room. And Thomas, in the film, talks the doctor through this first historic procedure.
Incising the mediastinal pleura from the main left pulmonary artery.
To the apex of the pleurals, please.
I'm dissecting the pulmonary artery.
Well back into the mediastinum.
Is all right, Vivian?
That looks fine.
The right angle clamp.
This is an amazing moment that we're listening
well,
to.
Well, it's a defining moment of their relationship and the breakthrough that took place.
So this African-American lab assistant, more or less, without actually putting his hands, although he certainly was up to it skill-wise, putting his hands into the chest cavity, he operated on this little girl. He did, along with Dr. Blalock, the first open-heart surgery.
Precisely. And without him, Blalock lost his courage to go on. Suddenly his arrogance to push through this incredible breakthrough deserted him, and he realized he needed his crutch, and his crutch was Vivian Thomas.
Vivian Thomas actually told him what to do.
Yeah. In places where Vivian saw a little bit of hesitation or a little bit of uncertainty, he corrected him. And he corrected him several times.
Blood pressure 68.
Yes, yes, go on.
Watch the carotid. Yes, traction on the suture.
Okay, now the clamp Vivian made.
A clamp.
The one just right here. Yes.
We're about to connect the shunt.
Blood pressure 60. No, 59.
I know. I'm almost there.
It's arguably the kind of dramatic moment where Blalock might have failed without him standing there.
And a failure in this case would mean the baby would die and Blalock would be ruined.
Exactly.
And probably the procedure would have been
abandoned as not workable. Uh-huh. That would have affected my not being here today. because I owe my life, as well as a lot of my colleagues, to the breakthrough that Blaylock and Thomas made. When those guys did what they did, it snowballed into a procedural technology that saved a hell of a lot of lives other than blue babies.
Even though Dr. Alfred Blaylock, who was white, had embraced, in a way, Vivian Thomas intellectually as his partner, as his collaborator, when he really did make this breakthrough and he became famous, he left him behind.
I don't think he willfully left Vivian out. He really, emotionally, I don't think could handle the fact that he couldn't do it alone.
That Dr. Blaylock couldn't do the surgery.
Exactly. And as you put it, intellectually, he knew that Thomas's relationship to this operation was invaluable. And by the way, there were 100 more after that where Vivian Thomas stood on that little stool over Blaylock's right shoulder and talked him through each and every one of the procedures so that the relationship should have been cemented firmly in Blaylock's consciousness. But again, emotionally, he couldn't handle it.
Joseph Sargent directed the new movie Something the Lord Made. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vivian Thomas was awarded an honorary doctorate by Johns Hopkins University in 1976. Something the Lord Made, starring Alan Rickman as Dr. Alfred Blaylock and Mos Def as Vivian Thomas, debuts Sunday night on HBO. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.